Welcome to the intersection where country and faith come together. I'm Gary Martin Hayes. Now, for the next hour, we are going to share with you some uplifting, inspirational music, and we'll tell you the stories behind some of the songs. And here are just some of the artists and songs that we will feature in our show today.
The First Noel, Lady A.
The First Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay.
What child is this? Carrie Underwood. Silent Night, Martina McBride.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
It's our hope that this next hour will encourage and entertain you and help you have a greater appreciation for the songs we are about to share. And our first song today was made famous by the actress Judy Garland when she performed it in her 1944 movie, Meet Me in St. Louis. The song is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Now, here is an interesting fact about the song. It almost didn't happen. Hugh Martin started writing the song, but he threw the chorus in the trash when he hit a mental roadblock and couldn't finish it. But his friend and writing partner, Ralph Blaine, saw him throw the crumpled paper away. He pulled it from the trash bin and told him they would finish the song together. And thankfully, they did. And today, so many artists have recorded this timeless classic, from Bob Dylan to Garth Brooks. And this version is by the group Little Big Town. So here is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on The Intersection.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Christmas now. Here we are, as in olden days, golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest. just have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now.
There is nothing like the glow of an expectant mother, especially when it's her first pregnancy. She's so excited and can't wait for the new addition. If asked, the best piece of advice I can give to new parents is this: sleep while you can, because a baby changes everything. When that infant comes, the world revolves around that child. And when Sherry and I brought home our daughters, our lives changed forever and for the better. I wonder if Mary knew just how much her life was about to change by having her baby. This next song by Faith Hill beautifully captures Mary's emotions as she prepares for the birth of her son. Here is "A Baby Changes Everything."
Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Not a ring on her head, all her dreams and all her plans. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. The man she loves, never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she cries. My whole life has turned around. I was lost, but now I'm found. A baby changes everything. Yeah. A baby changes everything.
Coming up later in our show, Gary shares the origin of some Southern Christmas traditions, and he will tell you more facts about a manger.
Next up is a song that can be traced back to France during the 15th century. Noël is a French word that means birthday. So the first Noël is a song about the birth of Jesus. And it's one of the few surviving early Christmas folk songs that were written during the Middle Ages. In England, the first Noel was sung each year by the villagers as they brought in the Yule log on Christmas Eve. And they would burn the log to symbolize the triumph of light over darkness. Now here's the trio Lady A with their version of the first Noel. Get much snow in the South, but we still have some great Christmas traditions. Let me go over a few and see if these have been a part of your family's holiday practices over the years. Getting oranges or fruit in your stocking. Now, this is a very old tradition dating back to when citrus used to be a luxury item. Baking pecan pie, and whether you pronounce it pecan or pecan, it's a Southern staple since the harvest season falls between September and December. putting up poinsettias. Well, this plant was a popular decoration in Mexico. The ambassador to Mexico, Dr. Joel Roberts Poinsett, brought the plant back to his South Carolina home, and its popularity spread from there. Eating coconut cake. It's also an exotic fruit that used to be hard to get, so this cake was reserved for only the most special occasions. Well, there's no place I'd rather be celebrating the holidays than right here in the South with family and friends. Now, here's the group Alabama with one of my favorite country Christmas songs, Christmas in Dixie, on the Intersection.
By now in New York City, there's snow on the ground. And out in California, the sunshine's falling down. And maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in light. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. Windy in Chicago, the kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown, the city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas tonight.
That was Alabama with Christmas in Dixie, and that song was requested by Janice Brown Smith and Cindy Poteet. And one quick note, we love to play requests or song dedications. So if you have one, you'd like to request a song or share something with us, please give us a call on our toll-free line. That phone number is 1-877-88-CROSS. And please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of inspirational messages and videos there. Just search for The Intersection Radio. Country music artist Sarah Evans grew up singing in her hometown church, and to this day, her family tries to get her to perform with the choir for Christmas. Well, back in 2010, Sarah released a Christmas album with her favorite hymns and a few new songs for the holidays. And here's one that appears on that album. It's Sarah's version of the classic hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant,
is a manger, and why was Jesus placed there after he was born? A manger is a food trough for animals, either made of stone or wood. It holds hay for cattle, horses, or donkeys. When Jesus was born, Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger. Rather than coming to earth with huge fanfare and a celebration fit for a king, God was born amongst farm animals, and his first visitors were shepherds from the surrounding fields. He was born in the lowliest of circumstances. It's one of us, meek and mild, without a ring of guards protecting him. And the good news, with the great news, we can approach him at any time. Here's Brad Paisley with A Way to Manger.
Thank you.
After a quick break, I'll share with you the story behind a classic Christmas song, What Child Is This? We have a song from the late, great Keith Whitley. The Intersection. We'll be back in a moment.